On this podcast, I'm going to talk about Senator Cory Booker and his run for president. So Cory Booker is currently a Democratic senator from the state of New Jersey since 2013 and a member of the Democratic Party, the first African-American U.S. senator from New Jersey. Before that, he was the mayor of Newark from 2006 to 2013, and prior to that, he served on the Municipal Council of Newark. On February 1st, 2019, he announced his campaign to run for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States in the 2020 United States presidential election. I would say that Cory Booker is a pretty experienced guy in all the work that he has done. He was born in Washington, D.C., but grew up in New Jersey. He attended Stanford University, then went to Yale Law School, also the University of Oxford overseas. He won a pretty big upset victory for a seat on the Municipal Council of Newark in 1998, where he staged a 10-day hunger strike and briefly lived in a tent to draw attention to urban development issues in the city. Cory Booker was featured in the documentary Street Fight, which is a phenomenal documentary for anyone who likes politics. Please go watch it right now. It's on Netflix, I believe. It is about the mayoral race of 2002. Against Sharp James in the city of Newark, and it is a fantastic documentary that'll let you know a lot about Cory Booker as a person. One question I have heard from people that don't know about Cory Booker is he progressive? And the answer to that is a little harder than you might think. So in a July 2013 interview with Salon, Booker said, "There's nothing in the realm of progressive politics where you won't find me." But then in another interview later that year in September, this is an interview with The Griot, he was asked if he considered himself a progressive. He stated that he is a Democrat and an American. So Cory Booker probably does not like talking about those types of issues because those types of issues are the ones that might lose him voters. In July of 2010, Booker attended a conference at Sun Valley, Idaho, where he was seated with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg announced in 2010 that he was donating $100 million of his personal fortune to the Newark school system. One more thing, I don't know if this matters to anyone, but he has been a vegetarian since 1992, and since 2014, he has been a vegan. Cory Booker is what we can call a long shot candidate, because he does not have great odds at winning the election or even really getting the nomination. So what I think will be essential to his campaign that he has to start doing soon is he has to get out there and start campaigning, establishing himself, and building his brand. You've seen this with Kamala Harris already out there campaigning because most people don't know who she is. So she needs to get out there, build a brand, and so does he. Another pivotal point that he has to focus on is gaining the black vote and votes of other minority communities. Because he is black, that might give him a preset advantage. As we've seen in the past, the black vote is a big factor in any Democratic primary. So he needs to go out there and target that if he wants to win. Let's get into some odds right now. As I said before, I think Cory Booker is a very long shot candidate with not great odds. So I'm going to give him odds of getting the nomination at about 5%. Which actually isn't too bad. That's kind of a more generous estimate. In this crowded field, even 20-25% might actually get you the nomination. So we'll just have to see with that. In the general election, I think he has about a 40% chance of winning. That could be a little low of an estimate. So we will see with that. So that would give the adjusted percentage that Cory Booker is your next president, according to me, at about 2%, so you have a 2% chance that they'll be your next candidate. My personal score for him is I'd say 6 or maybe 6.5 out of 10. I really like him. I just don't think he has a very strong campaign. He'll need to build his brand, establish himself, and do all that. I will keep you updated on this situation and others like it. I'm hoping to maybe do Tulsi Gabbard next. I've been kind of pushing that one off for a while now. Oh, and thank you for listening to the podcast. We have about 60 listeners now, 60 plays. So I want to thank you for that.